It's Friday, the 13th of September, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. Following nationwide protests on Heroes Day, petitions for a universal basic income grant were submitted to government representatives. The Basic Income Grant Coalition delegation met with the Minister of Gender Equality, Poverty Eradication and Social Welfare, Doreen Sioka, to discuss the matter. Director of the Food and Security Alliance of Namibia, Ben Shernick, explains the way forward.
One of the outcomes of the meeting was the ministry also suggested to have the amount at rather 600 instead of the 500 that the coalition was currently suggesting. So that would also be acceptable to the coalition. Brought forward a couple of different financing mechanisms and highlighting the benefits of it. And I think one thing that has strongly came out is that it's not an allowance or a grant, but that it would really have huge implications and a transformative effect into the Namibian economy. So instead of government subsidizing bigger companies that then take that money outside the country, the basic income would really go into communities, investment into the people of Namibia.
The International Labour Organization says governments are failing to make full use of the powerful potential of social protection to counter the effects of the climate crisis. According to the organization's report, 90% of people living in climate-vulnerable countries like Namibia don't have enough social protection. The organization's Mia Seppo.
Our report shows that the 20 countries that are the most vulnerable to climatic shocks are the ones that have the least level of social protection. So 9 out of 10 of the people living in these countries have no form of social protection, no unemployment benefit, insufficient health coverage. This is not the way we can get to a just transition.
South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has delayed the implementation of certain clauses in the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill for 3 months to allow for further debate. The postponement pertains specifically to clauses on school admission and language policies. Analysts say that Ramaphosa caved under pressure on this one. The South African president, however, said the delay ensures cooperation from different parties.
The rest of the act is implemented immediately. Should the parties not be able to agree, I want to make this clear, should the parties not be able to agree on an approach, then we will proceed with the full implementation of all the parts of the bill.
The new French Prime Minister is preparing to name his government. Michel Barnier says France will finally have a new cabinet of ministers next week, more than 2 months after election.
Several prominent left-wing politicians have said they've been asked by Barnier to join a coalition government but have refused, meaning it's likely the new cabinet will be almost entirely made up of centre-right Republicans, despite the fact that their party finished fourth in the election in July. President Macron chose not to appoint a prime minister from the leftist alliance, which came first in the election, and the new Popular Front have vowed to call a vote of no confidence as soon as the new government is announced. Ross Cullen, Paris.
And finally, with parts of the country having experienced warmer weather over the past few days, we reached out to Odilo Khobetsi from the Met Office for an update as we head into the weekend.
We should expect more of cloudiness to set in. There is a low pressure system that's bringing some upper mid-level clouds over the Namibian interior. This will become more thicker then by tomorrow and also by the weekend. A few odd showers most likely on places over the north and over parts of the high ground. This is a movement will be just a small perturbation or movement that is expected to move further eastwards. Very short-lived system. We are mostly in spring now. So good sign of some tropical moisture breaking in from Angola into the Namibian interior.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.